This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Last night at a ceremony on the White House grounds, microphones struggled to capture the voice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Hi, my name is Amy Barrett.
Within seconds, Judge Barrett became Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, as AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Yes, Virginia, there is a presidential election, and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and for all of the other 50 states in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, Election Day is 1 week away. AP's Mike Gracia has this report.
Election Day is just 1 week away.
We're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we're going to win four more years in our great White House.
The battleground state of Pennsylvania, with its 20 electoral votes, was the focus on Monday for both President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden.
You know me. I am not overconfident on anything. I just want to make sure we can earn every vote possible.
Today, Biden campaigns in Georgia, a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992. The president has campaign stops in Wisconsin and Omaha, Nebraska. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. Spain's health ministry said yesterday that the country's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst COVID-19 hotspots. The country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans to the country under a six-month state of emergency. A new military agreement has been signed between the U.S. and India. Now, the deal will allow the U.S. to share important satellite data, this in an effort to counter China's increased power in the region. At a news conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. Navy is focusing on the Indo-Pacific region.
I'm glad to say that the United States and India are taking steps to strengthen our cooperation against all manner of threats, and not just those posed by the Chinese Communist Party.
India is now engaged in its most difficult military standoff with China in decades at the disputed Himalayan border. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper flew into New Delhi on Monday for talks with Indian leaders. Meanwhile, rocket and artillery barrage have hit residential areas hours in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh after the United States hosted top diplomats from Armenia and Azerbaijan for talks on settling their decade-long conflict. The heavy shelling forced residents of the regional capital of Nagorno-Karabakh into shelters as emergency teams pushed to extinguish fires. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. The current fighting marks the worst escalation in the conflict since then, and hundreds, if not thousands, have been reported killed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hosted Armenian and Azerbaijan foreign ministers separately on Friday. Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico while whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Britain's Prince Harry says it took him many years and the experience of living with his wife, the former Meghan Markle, to understand how his privileged upbringing shielded him from reality of unconscious bias. Harry talked about racial inequality and social justice in a video discussion with the Black Lives Matters activist Patrick Hutchison. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.